Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord, and God bless you on this gorgeous, beautiful Sunday afternoon, and I hope that you are enjoying your weekend thus far. What a blessing it is to be back with you once again here on Starlet 7 Networks 22, and this being the first broadcast of the 14-year reign anniversary of God's Christ Women's Ministries, and I'm honored that you have joined me for the Bride of Christ Women's Ministries prophetic wheel calendar alignment for Bob, and that is declared by the number 6 favor, and I'm excited about this alignment because this is not only the last alignment before the new year of 5783, but it is also in celebration of our Blessed Mother, which I'm celebrating her Assumption, which is on tomorrow, August 15th. So I decided to just include this in the alignment, which is befitting and right in season, because her Assumption, as well as her birth, was in this season. And I always find that fascinating when I do the alignment this time of year. And not only is it her Assumption and her birthday, it is also my birthday that I'll be celebrating in the month of September. So I'm really excited about that. So this is truly the reign of the Virgin, the Bride Queen, and I'm excited about it. And I'm wishing everyone a happy birthday, anyone who's celebrating a birthday in the month of September, August, September, shall I say. Now, I also wanted to share and minister this alignment because it is the, as I shared with you, the end of the summer season And now we enter into the fall equinox, which is the season of autumn. And I'm always excited about the ending of a season and going into a new one, which I declared triumph, interest, and glorious exit, because it's the time to reevaluate and a time to put the finishing touches and to close out any season with God's favor and his instruction, most importantly. So I'm really excited to minister the Bride of Christ Women's Ministry's prophetic wheel calendar alignment according to God's agricultural calendar that he's given to Israel, one that's still alive today. And that calendar, again, as I shared with you in the birthing of creating the BOC prophetic calendar alignment, is that you can get on it at any time and chart your course. And it's a beautiful thing because it goes by our birth date. And that's, again, one of the reasons why I love the constellations, the measure of God, and the day of my birth, as well as the day of my rebirth, because it puts us right where we need to be. And God doesn't leave any mysteries about what his will is. And if you know what the will of God is, we just simply need to ask and become according to his word. Now, the fall equinox, which represents autumn, is a season that is called Vav. And Vav means nothingness. So it gives us an opportunity to start afresh and anew. It gives us a blank canvas. It represents the void, which means what's hidden, what's to be developed. And the thing that we need to do, as I always say, is what? Preparation. It's always about preparation and going into any season or any new day. And that comes by prayer and seeking God's face and inquiring with him of what his will is and allowing him to tell us what his will is for the coming month, day, year. And he'll show us that. Now, the thing that I wanted to do in sharing with you the assumption of our Blessed Mother is to remind you that not only are we born, but we also will die. And that's the process of life, which is life and death. And the thing that I love about the assumption of Mary is that her assumption was favored by God and full of grace because she knew no sin. And this is really important because everything God does, he will announce it. He will declare it. He will let us know. And that is followed up by what Jesus said when he says, "No man nor the hour or the day that the Son of Man shall appear, but we are to be ready." He says we're to watch as well as pray. He also instructs us to take no thought for our life, but we brought nothing into this world and we shall take nothing out. So I wanted to just make sure I declare that because in his day that he chooses to collect us should be in the fullness of time, or it could be by his judgment, which is horrible. but he says that everything he does by announcement. And this is what I love about the archangels. Each of the angels and the guardian angels that God has given us has an assignment. And the archangel Gabriel was one who greeted Mary with the words of Father God and saying to her, "Hail Mary, full of grace. Blessed art thou, and blessed are thy womb, and the fruit of thy womb, and blessed art thou among women,
And in Mary's assumption, her body was grace, and it also knew no sin. And the assumption of Mary is also called the falling asleep. The falling asleep, which is what we all will do. And the assumption is a thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen. Without proof, the action of taking on the proof and the action or the taking on power or responsibility. So whenever there is a removal of something, there's also a release of something. And he was saying to me that it's the time to remember that. It is an exchange. And 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 50th to the 55th verse, Paul says this. Now, this I say, brethren, that all flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do corruption inherit incorruption. He says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Hallelujah, incorruptible. So what he's saying here is that if heaven is our home, heaven will be your home. He says that flesh and blood cannot inherit it, and that this corruption must put on incorruption. And we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And that's exactly what happened with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he was taken up by the Holy Spirit. He put on immortality. And our Blessed Mother was received into heaven and assumed her rightful position, being the Queen of Heaven, being crowned by God as our Lotus and our Lady. Now, he goes on to say in verse 54 in Corinthians, so when this corruption I put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Hallelujah. So I'm really excited about that, because that is also the metaphor and the blessing of our spiritual death. When I gave my life to Christ by way of baptism of the Holy Spirit, I was baptized in his death, and I was resurrected in his image and his power by way of the Holy Spirit. And that's something to get excited about. So the death I'm speaking of today is spiritual. Hallelujah, spiritual. And of course, when we get to heaven, we will receive our crowns, and we all will be brought before the judgment seat of Christ to be given account for what we've done. And Jesus said also, he that has done good to the resurrection life shall receive good. He that has done evil to the resurrection life shall receive evil. So we have to be careful how we treat the Holy Spirit, how we treat those who are filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, another scripture I wanted to add was Acts, the first chapter, the 6 through the 12 verse, because this is, again, the demonstration of when Jesus was taken up. He said, when, therefore, they will come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father had in his own power. And I found it really interesting, because the apostles were asking about the kingdom of Israel in restoration, which means they had their mind on natural things on this earth. And Jesus' response is, it's not given you for you to know the times and seasons which God, the power, put his own hands, it has in his own hands. And so although I do these alignments, they're just markers. They're just prophetic writings based on our prophetic history that gives us indication of what God wants to do based on the foundation of his word. That is now fulfilled by Holy Spirit, quickening of the Spirit, according to his will. So a lot of things, to put it plain and bluntly, we don't need to know. Once he wants to know. And what he said, the times and seasons, which God had in his own hands. And that's why he says, boast not on tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. But he did say this in verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So what we should be focused on is having power. Be endowed with power from on high and being witnesses of Christ to wherever he sends us. And that is up to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, verse 9 says, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, not a different Jesus, the same Jesus which was taken up from you from into heaven shall also so come in like manner as if you've seen him going to heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath journey. So he said the same Jesus that came down, the same Jesus that went up, the same Jesus coming down. And so we just need to be able to recognize and be prepared when he does come. Now, Vav declares we have entered into the wheat harvest. Because according to the prophetic wheel, you see in my montage, it gives us exact times and seasons we're entering in. And this is the time of the wheat harvest, according to what? The agricultural calendar, which means what? You reap what you sow. And according to the harvest God wants us to produce, also represents the decrease of sunlight, which will accelerate and render quickly what we sow and what we reap. And that's what we see now as we come into the fall equinox. There's less sunlight. And that's really important because with less sunlight, there's a quickening and there's an urgency to prepare for winter. And so this is a time to understand that, as Jesus said, we must work while it's day because at night no man can work it. Now, the thing that I love about the gospel of Jesus Christ is he declares the light. He declares the light and that he is the light. And he's the light that shines in the heart of every man and every woman. And John, the 9th chapter, the 4th and the 5th verse, says this, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh, and no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. This was Jesus saying that he must be about his Father's business. He must work while it's day, while it's light, while the while the anointing and the glory of God was upon him. And he also made this urgency to the disciples because the wicked one had to come to him. And when the wicked one comes and tempts us, a lot of times we won't feel God's presence because that's a time of testing and a time of trying us. And the blessed part about when we are tested or tried is that a lot of times you won't feel like you hear God or see God, but he's there. So in those times where you don't feel you hear God, even in those trials or tribulations, know that he's there. And that's why it's so important to understand and know the gospel and understand the times and seasons and have understanding of the tempter and the devil and how he operates. And knowing your own self, let me say that as well, because again, God comes to purge us and to make us fresh and anew, and he comes to present us as a chaste bride in Christ. Now, the month of Elul, Vav, also represents a time of miracles. And that's the thing that I love about the new season. It's a great time of birthing. And I love reading Isaiah during the time of September because birthing is at the time that we're birthing into new things in the new season that's going to carry us through the new year. And while we're in this month of nothingness, which means void, this is a time to create, to conceive. It's a time of miracles to make the possible possible, a time of dreams where our dreams can come to manifestation, or at least be birthed and conceived. So in the time of its birthing, we can see them come to pass. Now, the invisible kingdom of Christ was made manifest by what we conceive and birth from the what? Inner sanctum. That means whatever it is you want to receive and be manifest, you have to birth it in. We can call things in. But whatever it is you want from God, you have to birth it. You have to speak it by faith. It has to be conceived by your faith. And you can't do that unless your faith is pure and your faith is aligned with the Word of God. Now, the beginning of creation declares this in Genesis 1 and 1. Because on the 25th, Adam was formed. For the earth on the sixth day, or the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year. And so I love this because when I read in the Word of God, these times and dates, they really have significant meaning according to the times and seasons. So now that we are walking in the Spirit, of course, anything can happen any time. But again, this is a timeline of God's calendar of what he has instituted, and it's a great time to keep yourself aligned with the Holy Spirit and what he's saying. And that's why I love doing these alignments, to help you start fresh and new right where you are by the season. Now, according to the Hebrew calendar, Bob gives us a blank canvas, again, to start new and have a new beginning. And that is by, again, our decrees and our declarations. This month is also a time for us to return to God, a time to get reconciled to God, a time of what repentance, because Vav also represents the hand of God. And for that, I gave you Matthew, the 4th chapter, the 16th through the 17th verse, and I'll let you read that on your own time. Because in going into the new year, we want to make sure that our slate is clean. And this is a time where the books are open, the book of remembrance. And I often say, people, you can't trick God. You can't, like, repent at the last minute of all the stuff you did just because you want the doors to open, the windows to stay open. You know, what's been done is been recorded. And God is not a God that eats your life, and he has no respect of persons in judgment. So, you know, it's important for us to remember that we don't, you don't try to manipulate God or you manipulate his calendar by thinking, oh, I can repent at the last minute and it's going to be okay. No, because God takes seriously those who crucify him afresh and anew. As the word of God says, but when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in imagination and worshiped the creature more than the creator. So it's really important to know that if we want to be blessed, that blessing starts and comes first from your heart and the state of your soul. The word of God is not a blueprint on how to get blessed. And you can't manipulate the word of God and use the word of God and scripture to try to evoke blessings. And your heart is not right, because the whole purpose of Christ's coming is to save our souls and to reconcile us to Father God so we can be in what? Right relationship. Right relationship. And with any relationship, you want that relationship to be pure. You want it to be open and honest. So it's not just about the blessings. It's about truly wanting to be saved and having true fellowship with Father God. Now, the letter governing this month is the month of Yod. Again, it represents the hand of God. For that, I gave you Isaiah, the first chapter, the 25th through the 26th verse, where he says, "Therefore, says the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of my enemies, my adversaries, and avenge me of my enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge the dross and take away all thy tin. I will restore thy judgments at the first and thy counsels at the beginning. Afterward, after he's done those things, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city." So what God wants to do is to purge us, purge away the dross. He also wants to restore us as at the first. Hallelujah. As at the first. That means when we first got saved. And that's the thing that we should strive for, is not only going on to perfection, but also allowing him to reconcile us according to his what? Original plan for our life. And he can do it. He can do it. I have a lot more to go to get to before the broadcast ends, so let me go on. Okay, now this is fulfilled. This will be fulfilled by the establishment of what? Truth. Truth. So you should know the truth, that you should make you free. Which is the meaning of the month Bob. Now, the Hebrew letter assigned to the month of Bob is a nail, as in a tent peg or hook. And that means God wants to establish his truth within our hearts. He said, "You may be established in every good work." And that also means that he has set a place for us. There's a physical place he's taken us to, which is also elevation and promotion, which comes with the assumption and elevation. Is the establishment of his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven, and establishing righteousness. And it also means the next place of promise. He said, "Behold, I go before you to make crooked ways straight, the righteous rough as smooth. And behold, where I'm at, you may be also." Now, this is based on repentance, confession, forsaking, and accepting everything Jesus did. And, of course, that comes by the cross of Calvary. That comes by the confession of your mouth, and which is the birthing of faith and even new faith. Because the Word of God says we go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from strength to strength in the express image of the Lord. So this is a time of the express of God and what he wants to do quickly. And he's going to do it by his zeal. Hallelujah. For the zeal of the Lord shall perform it. And that's where we have, I gave you Romans, the 10th chapter, the 1st through 11th verse, and you can read that on your own time. And because in that express image, in that confession, is birthed God's righteousness and a fresh fire, hallelujah, a fresh fire and a zeal so God can get it done, and a fresh fire and a zeal in you. Because he wants us on fire. He wants us hot. It's better that you be hot or cold, but since you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. So God wants us hot. He wants to restore our fervor, our fire, our passion. And as I shared with you in the post that I put on a couple of days ago, based on his wind, the prophetic winds of God. And that's according to his fury or according to his favor. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go down to what the focus of this month means. The focus of this month is correct actions. And we can't have correct actions if we're not hearing the truth of God's word. And how do we hear? By faith. They come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Like how can we hear unless we hear the word preached? How can a person preach unless they be sent? So I want to say that. Now, this month is filled with great birthing and celebration because of our Blessed Mother, who was the one who crushed the head of the serpent with her yes. And I love that because it was her obedience to God in her yes and accepting God's will that redeemed humanity and gave us a new nature by way of being her daughters, the new Eve. And I love that. And the Mezerah and the consolation in the month of September, August, September, is represented by the Virgin. And again, the Virgin represents and symbolizes the beloved Israel, the paradise of God, the New Jerusalem, the Holy City. Again, not made with man's hands. She also represents Miriam, who is the earthly mother of Jesus, again, being the mother of God. Now, the thing that I so love about this month and its celebration is that it's celebrated by the tribe of Gad. And Gad is my tribe. Gad is my tribe. And I'm always excited when my birthday year comes in the Hebrew and according to the Levitical calendar, because our tribe is the thing that gives us understanding about our nature and our character. And that's the thing that I love about astrology and the Mezerah and the constellations and the planets. Those things are embedded in our DNA naturally. So although I'm born again spiritually, I so do love my natural state of being human. And the thing about that is God comes to help that natural man, that natural woman get aligned. So there's a balance. So I can live it out and stay grounded in earth realm so that the promise of God, which was given to me by way of my time of my birthing, can come to pass. And the name Gad means troop, fortune, establish and organize an army camp, and he shall return with all his camp. This is what was spoken about him in Genesis, the 49th chapter and 19th verse. And remember, each tribe had their own name and had a meaning to their name when it was given to them by Abraham. And that name in that tribe represents your essence. And with the tribe is assigned a number. And the number 7 is associated with Gad because he's what? The 7th son to be born of Jacob. And Zephaniah, Leah's maid, bore Jacob, his son. And Leah said, a troop comes, which means good fortune. And she called his name Gad, for the word good fortune in Hebrew, in the Mazel, and according to Second Geometry, declares the number 77, which is what God's divine will, perfect will, again, to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm really excited about this new equinox, this new season we're entering in, and again, the blessing of anything that God wants to give us is preparation. And so I'm excited about as we begin to exit August and we enter to September, know that God wants to do something exciting and something new for you, and that's done by faith. And we want to make sure that we move into the new season, into the new year, light, and that we move into the new season and the new year in faith. Hallelujah. And that God has already decided what that will be. Again, our times and seasons is in his hands, and our times and seasons according to his will. We can't manipulate God. We can't use God's word as a way of trying to get things to come to pass in our own timing. That's not what it's about. It's about being prepared and having power, being able to stand in the day of adversity, and enduring, having the enduring love of God. And I'm really excited about what the heaven is declaring right now, in the heavens, in the book of life, and the book of remembrance, and all the things God is saying by way of his beautiful bride. So I bless you. Thank you so much for stopping by my feeds, the agencies, to hear the alignment for August, September, and I pray that if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, that you'll take this time to confess him as your Lord and Savior. It's personal, and he will show up for you personally. All you have to do is ask him to reveal himself, and he will. He will. So with that, I bid you peace, love, and much love. Thank you so much. I will speak with you soon. Take care.